And you're inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and one of the fine tool and building products writers out there.
Yes, last time we saw him, I was on the floor inside the Craftsman Experience in Chicago.
You were on the floor?
I was on the floor. I was working on something, and he came up behind me out of absolutely nowhere and said, "Hey, how you doing?" I was like, "Whoa, wait a second. I'm working on a project here. I had no idea you were going to be there."
We've seen Tim Dahl from CharlesandHudson.com pretty much all over the country.
Are you following us? Are we following you?
I'm stalking you, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I knew. I feel like I did startle you there.
You did startle me. Yeah. But that's okay. That's cool. You know, he was there at the Craftsman Experience. You were also at Greenbelt, too.
Yes. Yeah.
And we were at Greenbelt. Yes.
And just so you know, Tim, generally speaking, is startling.
He is startling.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, I think we need to get his travel itinerary and then just use that. We don't even have to think about where we're going.
No, you guys are the ones I'm following, so yeah.
I don't really think so. You guys have you have awesome posts on your website, Charles and Hudson. There was a recent one about using somebody used vinyl records to roof their house.
That was
insane. I don't think that folks at CertainTeed would approve of that.
Was that a CertainTeed product?
No, you know, I don't think that booth's here at the show this year, but, you know, that's part of what we try to do is also highlight different takes on traditional building materials, techniques, DIY sorts of things. So yeah, and that kind of maybe connects more with homeowners who are, you know, looking for something a little different. But that's a little bit out there, but
yes.
But yeah.
Right, it was totally out there. Right, and that's what I like, is that there's fun and edgy stuff that I don't see in other places, too, that you guys have.
Now, what are the main segments, the categories you cover at Charles and Hudson?
So, yeah, I mean, we do cover kind of the gamut of the home building remodeling industry. But, you know, specifically, you know, there's a lot of demand for tools, you know, green building. We also have a section on kitchens and paint. So really, we kind of have separate verticals that are very important to kind of put front and center the things that people are really looking for.
And is it you behind the scenes for most of it?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of the content myself, but I have a group of great contributors who also help me out too.
Really? So, do you have a team? Do you have a team on the floor here?
It's just me here at the show.
Okay.
But my team will also be there at other trade shows and helping me out here. So. But yeah, for me, I mean, I'm pretty much a one-person operation, so our budget's like,
nice.
You know, good enough for me.
So they're not going to sneak up on me. They're not behind me right now.
Yeah, good about that.
Good. Yeah, we'll circle back around to you being a stalker.
Yeah.
No, he's not a stalker.
He's startling.
He's just investigative, I guess.
So do you have a bunch of tools that are being reviewed right now?
Yeah, no, we constantly actually have an opportunity to test out new tools. Typically, these are at the retail level, and yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great new innovations that are out there. Checked out the Craftsman Garage yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been out to that.
They're constantly. I mean, I know you guys are just at the experience, and even since then, they said they're coming out about 70 new products this year.
77.
So, did you see?
Is that
any
insane?
Of them?
It's crazy. I'm sorry.
Did you see any of them?
Yeah, they top of my head here, they have some new gardening tools that are all powered by their Nextech battery.
Oh, right.
So, they're really lightweight. They're, they're definitely not something you'd want to take across a hole. Like, if you had a huge garden, it's maybe not the right tool. But for somebody with a smaller garden that's really wanting to do it recreationally, it'd be perfect.
See, that's kind of what I dig about your approach to the tools is you sort of know where the segment is for the people who are going to need them and use them. And I respect that. I respect you're not just out here saying, hey, they're great for everything. I hope they advertise with my website.
Yeah.
You know, we dig that.
Yeah. I bet he hopes that they advertise, though, with his website.
I'm not against that either.
You're not against that. I love that. That is so cool.
You
guys are constantly tweeting, too. Like, you're constantly out there. Like, I'm always, like, reading your cool tweets and everything and on your Facebook page and on your website. It's just there's constant information. Do you sleep?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No, I do. It's something that, you know, it has to be, again, I don't really have a plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that if I dive right into all of this and do as much as I can handle, then it's all going to come organically and it's going to, it's going to be the right. So yeah, I mean, this morning I had an opportunity to do a Twitter interview with Marvin Windows. So
really?
That was fun.
A Twitter interview.
So I think that some manufacturers are trying to come up with different ways to kind of share their message as well as, you know, bring different content out.
How do you do that?
So that was fun. Yeah, it's on
He's going to have to draw you a diagram later here. It'll take too long. But I want to know how you got involved in this. Like, how did you start covering the building products and the building industry? Like,
yeah.
Were you just sitting there one day and you're like, that would be awesome? Yeah. Or is it just like in your life's blood?
I mean, unlike you guys who have professional building experience and contractors, I got my start. I moved to New York in 2001, mm-hmm. and I wanted to work in media, and I was hired by This Old House to produce the website. So for me, that was a great launching pad to, you know, obviously they're a great brand. They've been around for years, and I had an opportunity to kind of experience it through their eyes and also see, you know, look at the industry. And I guess, you know, I would say, I guess they're also, you know, they're tied to PBS. So they have a certain amount of integrity that comes with everything that they do. So for me, as a new media person, that's important too, because I feel like there's a lot of things out there that maybe don't have the same motivations that maybe I have, and so it was good to kind of start out on that path.
Yeah, well, they do have super integrity. Yeah. We love those guys. Yeah. We're huge fans. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. And what a great place to start too.
Yeah,
I mean, you started at the top.
It was awesome.
So we're jealous.
So we talked about as we introduced the show the new products that we've seen that we have no idea what the names of them are.
Yeah.
Do you know what those names are?
You know, I'm kind of in the same boat. It's like when I get home and I have to kind of lay out everything and kind of go, okay, that's actually what. That's
but did you see that garage door?
I haven't yet. No.
Okay, it's in the back over. Yeah, okay. You have to check it out. It's pretty neat.
You know where it is? It's on the way out to the outside pavilion.
Okay.
We maybe shouldn't tell him that, because then, you know, he's going to get online and he's going to be twittering with people before he even gets to tell anyone about it.
He'll have a Twitter interview with the guy who invented
Twitter interview.
He will, a virtual Twitter interview where he's Skyping with them as well. Yeah. And doing a live stream simultaneously. Yep.
Now, how long are you here? You staying through
I'm actually leaving today. So I hit it hard and then I have to hit back to do another thing. So yeah.
Right, so you're going to be at the Kitchen and Bath Show and the Hardware Show. And
yeah, you know, this year, Kitchen Bath is in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and for me, I'm based in Los Angeles, so it's an easy way to get over there. So yeah, I'll be there. Kind of being there as well as the Hardware Show. Yeah, I love that. Too.
Yeah, that's out in Vegas too this year as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So jump on Southwest Airlines.
For everyone who's not familiar with it, it's charlesandhudson.com.
Yes.
And you can find information about everything about your house there.
Yes.
Everything about your house.
What is the weirdest story you ever did at Charles and Hudson?
The weirdest story?
The wall, and you already used the records for the roof.
Right? Yeah. Shoot, I think, I'm trying to check my head, you know, one thing that is entertaining is my inbox, and there's a lot of folks who come up with different ideas on solving a solution, and they think it, you know, it worked for them, and, but really, generally, maybe it's not the safest thing to do, or it's not, it might not last more than, you know, a couple months, but I'm trying to think of a good example, and nothing's really.
So you get a lot of crazy stuff.
Oh, I do things that,
I love it when this happens.
But yeah, you did.
I've written so many things. What was the last thing you wrote about? I have no idea. No idea.
Well, as soon as we go to a break, he's going to say, "Oh, wait a second! I know 40 different things that are awesome."
He's going to write it down in his notebook. He'll be standing around.
He's going to send us a direct message later on. Wait a second! I know.
I did see an interesting product here that's kind of out there, but it's interesting, and it's this small group from or guy from Australia, basically, and he it's like this auto slide door for it's a sliding glass door, but specifically it's a feature with a pet. So if your dog goes up to the door, it's like to the level of a pen. It senses when the pet's there, so it'll open it just enough for the dog to go out.
A sliding door for your dog?
And then it shuts again, yeah.
Guy invented it?
Yeah, and he's here trying to get this message out. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, here
at IBS? At the Builder Show,
Does it have, operable side lights and stuff for the dog as well?
It doesn't go that far, but I just can't imagine my dog trying to do this and being kind of shocked or startled when the thing opens. And then,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is insane. Yeah, so, we'll have to check that out.
What, do you have a Great Dane or something?
No, I have a tiny little so that's what's even more funnier to me, because you can put that level down really low.
Yeah.
So they'll sense
you have to put it under the floor.
Almost.
Yeah.
Really? We don't have anything like that at our house, but you'd probably want to get a sliding door for our cats to let them out.
Every day.
Every day. He wants to make our cats outdoor cats.
Gotta be outdoor cats.
They're not. Yeah. Never, and they're his cats, too. It's not me at all that has cats. No. Or is a crazy cat lady, as he likes to call me, KKL.
How many cats do you have?
Three.
About 112. Okay.
That's what it feels like to him.
They're swarming at my feet.
They don't swarm at his feet.
They're like bees.
So they're not the kind that are hiding under the bed. They're out and about.
Oh, they're out.
Okay. They're social cats. Okay. They have to be social if they're in our family. Okay. And, you know, it looks like we have to take a break, darling.
We have to be antisocial.
Oh, we're going to be antisocial.
And take that break. We'll be back with more from the Certainteed booth, with more from the Builder Show next on My Fix It Up Live.